This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's reasonable to assume that this summer's string of floods and extreme heat waves and wildfires has concentrated the conventional wisdom that climate change is real and it's here. Just nobody tell corporate America, huh? In a survey not too long ago from PricewaterhouseCoopers, just half of CEOs think climate change is a risk to their businesses. Just 19% think of it as a serious risk, which is actually down from 23% last year. The survey also found less than a quarter of businesses are preparing for potential climate-related disruptions in the next 12 to 18 months. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
Climate change can affect businesses in all sorts of ways.
From supply chains to the location of plants to even things like, do I have enough water in my vicinity in the future, in the next couple of years, that I need for my manufacturing?
But Sanjay Potnik at the Brookings Institution says there are a bunch of surveys, like PwC's, that show most companies still aren't doing much to mitigate those risks, except in industries that are more obviously and immediately vulnerable to climate change.
For instance, food, because you see, if you're in the business of chocolate and coffee, you start seeing the impacts already, and so you start preparing for your supply chains for this.
But those companies are in the minority. Neil Dar at PricewaterhouseCoopers says most executives he talks to are thinking about climate change.
When investors, your board, your employees, your customers are asking about a specific topic, it's got to be front and center.
But front and center doesn't necessarily mean executives are doing anything.
There's a difference between having concerns and actually taking some action that involves investing and spending money on it.
Bhaskar Chakravorty at Tufts University's Fletcher School says that's ultimately what it comes down to, money.
Most CEOs are under pressure to deliver results to analysts and to the market. They are in their jobs for less than 5 years on average, and the returns from any investment they make has a much longer horizon.
So there's not a lot of incentive. Plus, Chakravorty says CEOs are human. Most humans aren't great at planning for the future. And even though this summer and every passing year, it feels like, has brought back-to-back climate disasters.
Are we turning down our air conditioners? Are we eating less meat? Most of us are not. So just like we as consumers are not really cutting back to a meaningful degree.
Neither are companies. And he says chances are most won't unless the government makes them. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.